Hello and welcome to Madhouse Militia Presents, episode 81. The following edited show was recorded live on November 3rd and 4th, 2023, over on immoraljuice.com, which is where you can find our live shows every single Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. The following show was brought to you by such patrons as Gordo, Crispy808, Dharma Wheelies, MST3Clay, Fancy Pants, Anonymous, Mr. Turbois, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Benjamin, Despicable Dogs, Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Penis, and Turbo the High Level Squirrel. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more about our show at immoralwhole.com. You can find our old shows at travelswithmiriam.com. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can find our YouTube at youtube.com/@madhousemilitia. If you'd like to contribute to the show, you can visit immoralwhole.com/show/contribute. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to send us an email at travelswithmiriam, M-I-R-I-A-M, at gmail.com.
Thanks, home warrants are fine. How can I help you?
Hi, there's a clown out here. He's trying to sell me, like, dead crow that he cooked in his truck, I guess. He says
there's
he works
what?
For you. There's a guy dressed as a clown out here.
Hey, come on, buy a little black chicken. It helps support the kids.
No, man, I don't want it.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What can I do for you?
There's a goddamn person right here outside of my truck, and he's trying to sell me a pillow.
Sell you what?
Take it.
Hey, man, you want the pillow, man? I got it.
There's
cheap.
A guy right here,
$30.
And he's selling me a pillow.
I got a cheap pillow, man. I steal it from Target, you know.
They say they work for you. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, she's my boss.
Thank you for calling Tyler.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
How may I help you? Hello?
There's a guy right here, and he keeps coming to my troca, and he keeps telling me he wants to give me a pillow.
Okay, what pump are you at?
I'm not at the pump. I'm over there in the back, kind of by the thing that my troca says big trucking on the side.
Big or dig? What trucking?
Big trucking, like a big-ass truck.
Okay.
Big.
I got that time. Okay. And you said, and is he just walking around?
I mean, he's harmless, but like, he says he wants to give me a pillow, and I say, okay, give me the pillow, but he wants to give me like $20, and I don't have the $20, so what happened is
gotcha.
I took him the pillow, and now he...
Okay. Okay.
I took the pillow, yes.
We'll get that taken care of. All right, I'll
Wait,
send somebody
who am I
out there.
To?
I'm sorry?
Who am I speaking to?
Thank you for calling Paula Flanjay. This is Hayden. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm out here. I'm telling everyone that I work for you guys. Is that all right?
I'm
dressed as a clown. I'm handing out a barbecue chicken I made in my truck.
Who is
that? Is that all right? This is Downey the Clown. How are you? I'm just out here passing out, you know, food for free. I'm not charging nobody anything.
No, ma'am. You cannot do that. I'm sorry.
I'm a sir.
Well, I don't care what
I
you
take
are.
Take offense
to
that.
I
take
offense
to that.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You cannot do that.
You're on a recorded line.
Who are you talking to like that, bitch?
This is Wayland Flying Jay. This is Taylor speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Taylor?
You said your name is Taylor?
Somebody just called my friend right here a dirty H-word.
What the fuck, Taylor?
Here?
We're outside. Now, my friend, he's irate. We're driving. He's driving the truck. Somebody called him a dirty H-word.
God.
And he just sideswiped like six trucks out here in the fucking parking lot.
Oh, here. So a car went out there and tried to
I'm going to do it.
My friend, he's the guy right next to me, he's sideswiping all the trucks because someone called him a dirty H.
I'm going to do it, Dwight.
I don't know what to do about him.
He's
saying that a guy just called him a dirty H.
Yeah, Dwight. I'm going to do it, Dwight. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Dwight. Fuck yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm okay, but my friend, he's upset. Someone called him a dirty H, and he sideswiped 6 trucks out here now.
I'm the troller. I'm in power now.
He keeps barking at people as he's hitting their trucks. He said, who's the big dog now?
Okay, best I can do is have you call the law.
But he's not going to call the law.
No,
he's the one doing it.
No. I'm the law. I'm the fucking law.
You. All right. I'll talk to you later.
I spit here.
Carney Pilot.
Have
hello.
All their episodes on my hard drive.
Hello.
What's your name, son? Excuse me. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, you're the guy that fucked Crispy. You're the guy. She told me you went in and you came up to her while she was pumping gas and you told her to come in the bathroom and you fucked her.
Are you having fun with prank calls tonight?
It's not a fucking prank, you numb nuts.
It is a prank. You having fun with it?
That's no, it's not a fucking prank, numb nuts.
For perfume between your cheeks and smell it.
Thank you for calling Pilot. How may I help you?
Hi. One of your work. You guys wear the red shirts, right? I think it's red. The red shirt.
We have red, blue, and then we have the high vis yellow, orange.
The blue is for the managers and stuff, right? But I'm talking about the red shirt.
Okay, the cashier.
Yeah, there's a woman out here in a red shirt. Yeah, there's someone out here, a woman in a red Pilot shirt, and she says she's like $5, and I'm like, okay, $5 for what? Like, I just got gas. I figured maybe I didn't pay for it all. And she said, no, she handed me this bottle of perfume. She says, spray this between my cheeks and smell.
Okay. Are you still, where are you at? Are you out front?
I'm back. I'm in back by parking.
Okay. Our cat. Okay. For one, she needs to move off our property. And for two, our cashiers are not allowed to go out there unless they're escorted by a manager or a maintenance person.
Yeah, I don't know. She's like, it's definitely a Pilot shirt, but it's like all cut up to like it shows her midriff. And a lot of cleavage, and she says, here, $5 perfume, spray it between my cheeks and smell.
Okay. Give me just a moment, I'll be out there. Can you stand outside your truck for me, and I'll come out and talk to you?
Yeah, I'll put my hazards on, too, so you know which truck it is.
Okay, I'm in a orange Atwoods hoodie and a Chrome Shop Mafia hat, okay?
Okay. All right. She just ran and jumped in the dump. Why is she in the dumpster? She just jumped in the dumpster.
All right. Thank you. I'll be on my way.
Hey, get out of there. Get out of there.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way, sir.
He saw her, too. This guy saw her, too.
All right. I'm on my way.
What's that bitch doing?
I don't
What's
know. She, I told
bitch?
Boonville Pilot, how can I help you? Hello?
Hang on. Yeah, hang on. I want to pull my truck over so I can pull down my trousers and touch myself. Keep talking. You're so hot when you're angry.
Oh, yeah.
Understood.
Gaylock over here.
Pilot Flying J Fielder.
Hey, bro. Who am I speaking to?
This the manager.
All right, but what's
Hello?
Your name, bro?
Jay.
What's up?
I guess you're the person I gotta talk to, Jay. You the one that fucked my homegirl Crispy, huh?
Hi, Lippy Wumpy, how can I help?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm outside here, and there's a guy selling, like, what looks to be cooked crow out of the back of his truck. He says he works for you guys.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Oh,
man. Call Eddie, man. Tell her, man. I got something for you, man.
He's
come on.
He's got, like, cooked crow. It looks like crows he's been cooking, not bird, like, not chickens.
No, man. It's a chicken, man. Come on. It's a fucking chicken,
no, man.
Man.
It's still got the feathers on it, man.
Come on, man. Give me the phone, man. Get off the phone, man. Come on. Hang up on
here. Talk to the lady.
Hello?
Yeah?
You have a problem
Hello?
With me giving this man my chicken or no?
You're not supposed to be selling things in the parking lot.
Why not? This is legal for street vendors.
Because they're soliciting, you're not supposed to be selling things in our parking lot.
Who's going to stop me, huh? I know you're not going to get your ass out here and stop me.
Who the fuck you talking to?
You know who the fuck I'm talking to. Get your ass back to work. Hang up the phone.
Gotta...
No. What now? May I help you?
Hi, how are you doing tonight, honey baby?
Doing great.
Good. So I was calling because there's a guy out here that's like trying to sell me what looks like baked crow or something. Here.
Tell you what?
Sell me crow or something. Let me give you the phone. He can explain it to you. Here.
No, man. It's a chicken, man. It's a chicken.
It doesn't look like a chicken. That's a crow.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Yeah, you guys have a problem with me giving my man the chicken?
The what?
You have a goddamn problem with me giving this man the chicken or no?
Chicken.
Do you not fucking hear me? I said chicken, you idiot.
It's a crow.
Holly 313, how can I help you?
So you're gonna come out and tell me something or what? That's right. Stay in the fucking store. Don't do nothing.
Hello? Hello?
What's up, bro?
What's going on?
What's good?
Who is this?
I'm over here giving the homeboy my chick. You know who this is?
You say you doing what?
I said I'm out here cooking chicken, and homegirl wants to fucking have an issue with me street vending. Y'all fucking better know y'all fucking whatever, because I'm allowed to be here, bro. You and her can't tell me shit, dog. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Where you at?
I ain't telling you shit, bro. Get your ass back to work. Hang up phone. How about that?
All right. I'm gonna come outside. I'm about to see. Here I come.
You ain't gonna do shit, bro. Get your ass in the...
Johnny Pilot.
Hi, why are you concerned?
Johnny Pilot.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, good. Wasn't sure. My son was concerned about something, and... you might have overheard our conversation. I'm sorry. I had a question regarding whether or not you had the gasoline gummies.
If we have what?
The gasoline gummy. You put it in a gas cap and it gives you gas. Let me put my son on. He was telling me about it here. Hold on.
Hello? Sir? Speak. Hello?
Is he there? What happened?
Hello?
Hello, can be downtown?
Hi.
Hi.
When I come there, is it all right if I bring in some artichokes?
What is artichokes?
Well, See, it's a bunch of ladies I'm with. They ought to be choked. I like to eat artichokes.
You already have a reservation?
Yeah, I'm bringing artichokes with me.
You mean food?
Yeah, food.
Yeah.
And women.
No, I mean meal, like food, artichoke, like.
Well, they can be choked, yes.
If you mean the food, it's okay. If you mean like a person, if you're not like, if your reservation is not for two guests, you cannot bring anyone.
Well, no, they're my wives. And they ought to be choked with the artichokes. We like to eat artichokes together. And then we ride around nude and paint.
Okay.
Can we do that there?
Yeah, because, you said you already have your reservation, right?
Yeah. My brother keeps coughing and sneezing and wheezing. He's got a cold.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've got cold.
Okay.
He's got to eat more artichokes, don't you say? There's a lot of vitamins in them artichokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the women, they ought to choke.
I'm going to eat this, I'm going to try eating the gravel in the fish tank. I heard that helps.
Yeah. He's like a bird like that.
They got different colors. I think that means they're like fruity pebbles.
Yeah. Cereal of the sea. I think they hung up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling Days in Downtown Vancouver. I can help you. Hello?
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 Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you? Now,
let me hand my brother the phone. He'll take care of this.
Okay.
Hi, I'm the brother. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm good. I'm just playing a video game on the computer here. And what are you up to?
And I'm getting nowhere.
Hello, YWCA Hotel. How can I help you?
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Great. And you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Yeah. I'm here with my family. We're driving in the station wagon. And we're a little lost, but we're trying to find the hotel. There was a guy here. He pointed us in your direction because our hotel closed or something. We got scammed. And they told us to call you up and see if you had any rooms for tonight.
For tonight. Do you have credit card with you and ID?
No. We only deal in United States currency because we're foreigners.
So that's why the main problem. No, I don't know any hotel.
But we're from America. We're the greatest country in the world.
I know. I understand.
You have to take our money. You have to. It's legal tender. You have to take it.
It's not because it's any hotel in Vancouver can't make reservation without credit card. But
okay. Well, I have a card that has a number on it. It's from Sears.
Yes,
it's my Sears card. I think that'll work. It says Visa on it. That probably works.
If you have debit any other card, the only option that you can use, you can try to book online. Manually.
Oh, no. I've got the number right here. It's 4444.
I can't make reservation without... Sorry, sir.
Well, what about if I hand you the bills? Like I have my gas bill with me and my electric bill.
No, we can do it only with a credit card. I'm sorry for that.
Okay, well, I've got a credit card here, but it's from America. I don't know that you take Yankee bucks, it seems.
Is it Visa or Master?
It seems like you only take coughing in my ear bucks.
Is it Visa or it's MasterCard?
It's Master Visa.
No, it should be Visa or MasterCard. It can't be both.
Hold on. I have the Canadian Express Master Visa right here.
So It's Master or it's Visa.
It's Master Visa. And the card is shaped like an octagon. And I put it inside my dog's ass. And gold comes out of his mouth. Chocolate gold.
Okay, sorry.
My dog is a robot.
Fiction.
I made him. He dispenses chocolate.
I understand, but I can't make reservations. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a good night then, because we're going to be left out in the cold now. All of us. And the dog, too. And I don't like it when chocolate gets cold, because then it blooms and the fats come out of it. Weird lags.
Good morning, Greenhouse.
Hello. Hi. How you doing there, Sailor?
Fine, thank you. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm here with my mother. Let me put her on.
Bye bye.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Tiger. Help.
Yeah, I got a question. What's the age limit there?
Limit is in lower limit. Or upper limit. We don't have an upper limit. Youngest, 18.
Okay. So my son recently came out to our family, and I'm trying to be supportive of, you know, his lifestyle. And so I wanted to accompany him down there because he's really nervous about it. He's never been to a spa like this before.
Right.
Can you make a recommendation as to, like, the type of attire we should be wearing?
Is it your son?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your biological son.
Yes, he just turned 18.
Well, I mean, it's a sex establishment.
I'm trying to be an ally.
Wait.
A what?
It's a sex establishment.
I know. We're both male, so there's not, like, a sex issue. I just kind of want to get the lay of the land. I'll probably leave if he gets comfortable, but I kind of want to be there to support him, you know. His mom was wanting to come down too, but I thought, you know, at the spa, usually it's like, you know, sex separate, so.
Right, I mean, you can come in whatever clothes you want, but then you have to wear a towel around the building.
Okay. And what kind of amenities do you guys have?
I have a sauna, a hot tub, and a steam room.
Okay. Do you guys do any, like, treatments? Like, any spa-type treatments? Like, facials or anything like that?
Nothing like that, no.
Okay. Let me grab my son real quick and see if he has any questions. Hey, buddy. I'm on the phone with them. No, pick up the other line.
Jesus Christ. What do you want?
Well, did you have any questions for them before we go down?
Yeah, listen, my dad wants, I gave him my Apple and my new Apple phones, and he's going to want to record. He's going to record the moment. Dad!
Recording's too far, so.
I mean, if you're going to say that's not
I'm
secure,
so tell
you're lying.
Director call.
Crazy.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good. I had a question about the spa.
What's your question? The spa's not open right now, so I'm not sure if I can answer it.
Okay, well, when we're there, would it be all right if we engage in erotic combat in the spa?
I'm not sure on that one. You'd have to check back in the morning.
All right. Now, my son had a question. Let me give him the phone. Hold on. Just give me one second here. Son, here. Take it.
All right. Where's the spaghetti?
Hello?
Hey, if you're a spa, where's the spaghetti?
One second.
No.
That's a nice piano.
Hi, this is Shauna. What was your question?
I was wondering, since you're a spa, where's the spaghetti?
Good night.
Fine, how can I help you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, how can I help you?
I'm scared. I'm out here, and I'm concerned about the recycling of the food.
Repeat that again?
Well, when I'm done with the food, how do I recycle it? Oh, okay. Thank you, Nuno.
Thank you for calling Depot and Suites. This is Amanda. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
Okay, good, because we got a situation out here. Something's going on here. I'm not sure, like, if you're aware. Have you heard?
No.
Okay. So a guy was here. He was cooking what looked to be crows and pigeons out in the parking lot here. And we chased him off, but he came back. He says he works for you guys.
Oh, my.
And it looks like he's cooking, like, crows and birds, not chickens. But he's selling it, you know, he's hawking it to us and trying to get us to buy his birds.
Okay, and you said he's out in the parking lot right now?
No, we chased him off again, but, like, he keeps coming back.
Hmm. Okay, and you said he says he works here?
Yeah, but he keeps trying to sell us, like, roasted crows and pigeons. It's really weird.
Okay, I will alert my boss to what's going on, because
he's... Oh, don't do that, no, because we paid for him to be here. We're from the business. We're from the business association.
Okay.
We're just paying to infuriate the locals with strange behavior and things. That's all.
I see. Okay.
The city has a budget for these things, you see.
I've never heard of it, but...
Yeah. He's a spectacle in your parking lot, and we paid for him to be there. But we keep running him off because he's not fulfilling the whole contract. He's not supposed to be selling it. He's just supposed to be making it, you know, and the roast bird smells very good in the parking lot.
Okay, then.
It smells like barbecue, you know. Barbecue chicken, it's really good.
Okay. But is he actually causing a disturbance that I need to come out and deal with?
No.
Hello? Sir? What are you doing? Okay, you seen the movie The Crow? My name's Brandon Lee, and The Crow allows me to come back to life and avenge my death. So you can't be doing that shit to them crows.
But they're tasty.
You understand?
They're very tasty.
Every crow you cook, that someone can come back and avenge themselves. You gotta pick something else.
But I like the pigeons.
There's some squirrels over there. You can get the squirrels.
No, they're too nutty.
Oh, now you're making jokes. Ma'am?
Yes?
Can you talk some sense into this guy?
No.
Can you tell him that crows are like...
No, because I'm not in...
Men in what?
I'm not in a movie. I need to know.
You're not gonna be if you have that attitude. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's become sort of like your life's work now. This is what you're gonna deal with. On Sunday, when you know the clock gets like to 8 p.m., you're gonna start dreading it on Monday morning. You know, it's like, oh, Monday, I gotta work on that fucking crow problem. Like, damn.
Really? That was how
it
was?
Thank you for calling Arbor Suites Medical Miles, Sierra. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is the front desk, right? I just want to make sure before I get all involved here.
Yes.
Okay. I had borrowed one of the cars from the lot. Has anyone reported like a missing vehicle at all?
No, uh-uh.
So if I bring it back and just kind of, because the keys are in it, like, I don't think that's stealing.
Okay, now what?
Like, I can just leave it. I can just leave it where I found it, and I mean, I didn't put any gas in it or anything, but I figure, you know, they're not going to know. I just want to make sure that no one was, you know, I didn't want, like, cops or nothing looking for me.
Okay, so what vehicle did you take?
Does it matter? Then nobody knows.
I mean, I guess not. I mean, do what you do.
Exactly.
I mean,
it sounds like you're trying to start. Well, you're trying to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I just want to know what vehicle you took.
Yeah, you are. You're trying. You're trying real hard. See, why would you ask that?
That way I can look in the system and see whose vehicle you took.
See, you're starting some shit. You're going to get me in trouble with somebody.
You took the vehicle.
Well, I borrowed it. I didn't, like, steal it or anything. I mean, I'm bringing it back.
All right, well, do what you do.
They left the keys in it. It's not the, you know,
I mean...
I was just walking by, and the keys were just in it. Like, they didn't even try to hide it.
Do what you do.
Well, I'm going to fart in it when I bring it back.
That's fine. As long as you bring it back.
Then I'm going to come in there and brush your hair. I'm going to come in by the front desk, and I'm going to brush your hair.
You're going to brush my hair?
Yeah.
Right on.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Sounds good.
You got a brush?
Actually, I do.
Too bad. I'm not going to use it. I'm going to use my old broom.
I mean, do what you do.
It's like I use it for multi-purpose. Sometimes I use it on pubic hair.
Ooh, that's a little much.
It smells. It smells kind of. You ever smell like if someone like, huh? It smells like Brandon. I hate it when it smells like Brandon.
Right on.
That stinky motherfucker.
All righty, well.
What kind of shoes do you have on? Do you have any socks?
Any? I'm sorry.
Like you know your shoes? I don't know. Do you have like red shoes or yellow shoes or are they just like regular?
They're black.
Oh, so kind of regular. Are they black or are they brown?
They're black.
Why?
Why are
you
my
have
shoes
to wear
black?
Those?
No.
Yeah.
I just like black shoes.
Just take them off.
Take them off.
Yeah. Put your phone by your shoes.
Are you going to talk to my shoes?
I want to hear your shoes squeak.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm trying to do my ending shift stuff, so.
I want to clap some shoes.
Right on. All right, well, good luck bringing the car back.
I love you.
And you have a good night.
You smell nice.
Bye.
I love you.
Thank you for calling the King to Ends and Streets about Wyndham. This is Justin. How may I help you? Hello.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
All right.
All right, good. Listen, I need to know if you got any beds.
No, I do not.
Okay. Not for tonight, no. But for 2 days from now.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday.
Monday or Sunday?
Monday.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I need one room. I need one heat. I need one bed. I need one blanket. I need one soap.
Alright, it's gonna cost you $268 before tax.
That's more than one.
No, it is not.
$1. $1.
Alright.
$1. One bed, one soap.
Thank you for calling La Quinta by Wyndham, where our hotels help you wake up on the bright side. With over.
Hello?
My place. How can I help you?
Hi. When I woke up, there were the wrong shoes in my room. I've been sleeping all day because I worked all night. I came here, and now the shoes here are not my shoes. These are clown shoes, and I'm not a clown, I swear to you. Who came in my room and switched my shoes?
I honestly don't know, and I really don't have time for jokes. Have a good night.
There's no joke here. Someone stole my shoes.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in my room here, 310, I think it was.
I don't have anybody in 310.
Well, then that might be the problem, because I've got shoes in here. I need to get my shoes out of there.
Okay.
All right, then.
In the pitch is dark.
Hello, thanks for calling.
It's snowed here.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, thank you for calling the group. Yeah.
Is this the front desk?
Yeah.
What kind of shoes do you guys got on at the front? Like, what kind of shoes do you guys do? Like, what are you doing for shoes?
Sorry?
What kind of shoes do you have on? Are they boots or are they shoes?
There is no shoes over here.
No, your shoes. What kind of shoes do you have on?
Sorry, I don't know.
What, do you have socks on? What's the matter with you? Are they
for
boots?
What? There are no shoes
your feet.
Here.
What's on your feet? What's on your feet? You have boots on?
Why do you want what's on my feet?
I'm wearing boots. You got some boots on or are you wearing shoes?
Sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry?
Nothing super 8, this is Autumn. Hello?
Hi, Autumn?
Yes?
Hey, hello? Hey, has anyone reported a... Yes, has anyone reported, like, a missing vehicle or anything?
No, I do not believe so.
I had borrowed a... I can't remember if it was this hotel or the one right around the corner. Like, I can't remember which hotel this car came from.
Can you explain a little bit more? What do you mean came from?
I was walking by one of these hotels around here, and I saw keys in the ignition, and I didn't see anybody around, so I wasn't trying to steal it, but I just wanted to have a quick drive, and I don't remember where, you know, I don't remember where it came from.
And what's your name?
Well, I don't have their name. I was looking in the glove box. I don't think this one has insurance.
No, what's your name?
Why do you want my name? I don't have the owner's name. I don't know whose car this is.
Okay. Was it the motel by Walmart?
There's one of these around here.
Or was it... Do you know what it looked like? Was it there's a motel?
It's a Honda.
I like...
Honda. With one of the... With the H. Honda. I'm sorry, ma'am. I've been drinking.
It's okay.
I didn't think it would work when I started driving around. And then I forgot what I was doing. I just kind of started driving. And I went to the gas station, got something to eat, and I'm like, fuck, where did I park my car? And I remembered, oh, shit, that's right. This is not even my car. I got to get this back before I get in trouble.
Yeah, I think it belongs here at Super 8 in Bethany across from Walmart.
I'll bring it back. Okay, where should I leave it? I'll just leave it somewhere over there.
I would leave it by the front.
Oh, man. Why? I'm just going to, I don't know.
Well, because so then they know, like, it's there.
I think they're going to know. I forgot it wasn't my car. I was smoking weed in here. It smells. Like, it smells like weed. I didn't put any gas in it either.
I'm sure they'd be less worried about all of that as long as they have their car back. In there, I'm sure they'll be more grateful that you're bringing it back than just, you know.
I don't want to steal it. You think I want to steal it? It was just kind of like, oh, there's a car. I should take it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it worked. I didn't think it actually work. Is that guy missing a car?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that guy missing a car? Is it his car?
Yeah.
Ask him if he's missing his Honda. Tell him it's a Honda.
Yeah, he is.
Sir, are you missing your Honda? He didn't say anything.
Yeah, he is.
You're being stupid.
Just
no, you're being, you just... You, what? Go get him. Hello, stupid? Hello?
Pretty Hotel, this is Violet. How can I help you?
Hi, whose shoes are these?
Do what?
I'm out here in the parking lot and there are shoes.
I'm not sure.
There's boxes of shoes here. They're unattended, but they're my size. Do you know if they're someone's shoes?
I'm not
or
sure.
Or they're up for grabs?
If you could bring them up to the front desk, I could see if they're another guest.
Well, I'm already wearing them is the problem. I put the box in my car, but then I got a second thought and I thought, well, maybe I should ask them. Maybe they know.
I
thought they were mine, but the ones I bought weren't this color, you see, and they fell. I see them now. They're behind the truck. And there's a guy over here, and he's laying on the ground, and he's screaming about his shoes, but I don't think... He's... You want me to talk to put him on the loan?
Well, I... shoes.
Are these your shoes, sir?
Shoes.
Here, let me give him a phone.
You guys are outside the hotel?
Hello. I was outside on the floor. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I can't find my shoes. Or my glasses.
Have you guys been drinking?
I usually bring... a little bit, officer. A little bit. I only had one drink, though.
Okay.
I usually bring my shoes and my glasses with me. So I have to...
This is the front desk of the hotel.
Yeah, I was using the vending machine in the hotel. And I got some booze out of it. It said Coca-Cola on the button, but some Jack Daniels came out. I don't know how that happens.
We do not have a vending machine here.
Oh, there was some glowing thing that gave me Jack Daniels. I thought it was a machine.
Can I ask who's calling?
This is the guy from the floor without the shoes. I need things and stuff from you. Ma'am?
Yes?
Do you have something I can mix with this Jack Daniels? I don't like Jack and water. Now, if you had a Coca-Cola, I could do Jack and Coke. Actually, I already did Coke today, but yeah. Let me ask you a personal favor, if you don't mind. Could I pour Jack Daniels in your shoe and drink it out of your shoe?
No, sir, you may not. And if you can't give me
there's
your
these
change,
girls on the internet that do it. They say, oh, send me $10 to my PayPal and I'll drink out of my shoe.
Sir, if you cannot give me your name and tell me what room you're in, I'm going to have to call somebody to help you.
Well, I'm going home anyway, so you're no help. I'll find some other broad to drink out of their shoes. So you have a good night there, honey baby.
Yep, you too.
Bye. Hang up.
Just for anyway and...
Lake House
Hello?
Hotel, can I help you?
Hi, I'm here inside the lake house. I can't find my way out of the doorway here. I got in to this little door back here. And it's very dark, and I can't find my way out.
I'm not sure where you're at.
Well, I'm inside the building somewhere. I'm just not really sure. There's pipes and things in here, but I can't find the door because it's very dark. I found my phone. That was in my pocket. I put it there.
Well, who am I speaking
with? At least I had
that.
This is Davey. How you doing tonight?
Davey, what room are you supposed to be in?
Well, that's the funny thing. I'm a local. I'm not supposed to be in a room.
You're not? Well, how'd you get in my building?
Well, the door was open. I opened it, and I walked in, and then it shut behind me. But I've been drinking, you see, and I don't remember, and it's dark in here. I don't know. I thought I was going the right way, but I knocked into some things, and I don't know what this is. I burned my hand on something, though.
I don't have any rooms in my building that are like that.
You don't have any rooms?
Not that
you
can just
window?
Walk in.
Well, there was a window that it had, and I saw, you know, there was a person inside, and they were looking at me, leering at me. And then I walked past another one, and they were... They looked at me and they gave me the finger. That's not very
you
nice.
Can't be inside my building.
Why?
Because I don't have any rooms that you can get into.
Do you have any doors that I can open? Because I opened the door and I'm inside now.
No, not the guest rooms. You need keys to get into.
There's no doors or windows.
No,
where
I don't
I?
Have. I don't know where you are.
Do you have a basement? Maybe I'm in the basement.
I do not have a basement.
Well, then I don't know where I am. There's a door. There's a toilet. There's a shower, and there's water, but there's no door.
You're not in any of my rooms.
But I'm here. I was here all day. I was outside. I was in the lake house. And we went to the boating center yesterday.
Well, you're not in my building.
Oh, there's the fence back here and the billboards out there.
I don't
Hold
have
on.
Any billboards.
I think I found the window here. Hold on. Just give me 1 second here. I think I see light. There we go. I got it open. There we go. There we go. Oh.
I don't know where you're not in my building, though.
I got it open. I broke the windows. I'm breaking the windows. I'm breaking the windows. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free.
Okay, so, but you're not in my building.
Well, I was in your building, and now I'm not. I broke free.
And you're outside now.
Yeah. Oh, I see you on the phone through the window.
You see what?
You. Can you move a little bit to the left? You see me? I'm waving. See me? I'm waving. Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, you have to put your phone right in the trash.
What was
That's
that?
That's what we did when we got in the room. When we got in the room, we put the phone in the trash. Because it kept ringing.
It kept ringing? What room are you in?
310. It kept ringing, 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 ringing. And my son, he took it, and he took the handle, and he jumped on it, and he broke it. He broke the phone.
Okay. Well, I will have someone come
but
and grab
But why
it
were they calling?
The
they kept calling. They said they were from the front desk, and they told us to do really weird things. So my son, he was letting, you know, he was letting someone take advantage of him over the phone.
I don't know,
First
sir. I've been here all day, and I've not called that room.
Okay.
So,
you're
so
not,
it wouldn't
you're
have been
the
anyone from us.
Calling.
It wasn't
you're
anyone
ones...
from us, sir.
Okay, so you're not telling us to, you know, pee into the cups and bring it to you?
No, sir. Definitely not.
Okay, because my son's been doing that all day.
Okay, well, I am sorry. I'm not sure who that could have been.
All
it definitely wasn't anybody from
urine.
The hotel.
The cups are all filled with urine. We need more cups.
Okay, well, I will see if someone can bring them to you, okay?
Okay, and what do we do with the filled ones? Would you like that? In the trash?
I would just go ahead and put them in the trash.
Okay, with the phone.
Well, could you take the phone out before you put those in there?
It's already been done.
Okay, all right. I will let housekeeping know, and they will come grab them from you in the morning, okay?
Okay, and what are we supposed to do with the dish, you know, the hand towels that were dirtied and sullied with my son's fecal matter?
Well, if you could just lay those out in the hallway next to your door if you don't want to keep them in your room. If you are fine to keep them in your room, if you could just throw them maybe under
well,
the
Well, yeah, we'd like to remove them because they are creating such a stench. It's unbelievable how little makes such a horrible smell, you know? And then he microwaved it.
Well, you can't do that because there's no microwaves in the rooms.
We brought our own. We had it in the truck. We brought it in.
Okay. Well, yeah, just go ahead and, I guess, put that in the hallway, and I will have someone come grab it.
Okay. I have to be sure you're the right voice on the phone, because we had voices on the phone earlier. That's why the phone's in the trash now. Because they told us
okay.
to smash and jump on the phone, so we did.
Okay. Well, I will let my manager know, but
question.
I can guarantee you
no,
that wasn't anybody
question.
From the hotel.
We just blindly trusted the voice on the phone. because they said that it was you. But now, looking back on it, it's pretty obvious now.
Yeah, so maybe I would assume so. Yes.
Yeah. Now, okay. Hubris. We thought we knew all the answers, but we didn't. We were wrong. Hubris.
Okay. Well, I'll let my manager know in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just kidding. It didn't happen. It's just a
okay,
joke.
Okay, all right.
It's just a joke. Don't worry. Everything's fine.
Okay, sir. Have a good night.
I don't even have a son. But if I did, he'd get a swift kick in the ass if he believed anyone on the phone blindly. Better believe it.
Right.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
I know what to do.
Thank you for calling Margarita Bell. How may I get your call?
Hi. Yeah. I took it out of the bathroom, out of the toilet. Where do I put it now? Cause I took everything out. Where can I dump that off? The toilet wasn't flushing. I couldn't get it down. And I took it out. I took everything out.
Oh.
Where do I put it? I won't go down. It smells.
Okay, what room?
It smells like real bad. It's warm.
What room were you in?
We're heating it up though. Like we're trying to heat it up and like pour it back down. It wasn't working. Now it's like all hot and it smells up here. Like the whole like. Everything smells. Like, outside the room smells. We dropped some. It really smells right now. It smells out in the hallway. We dropped some out there.
Okay,
we couldn't get it to go down. I don't think you understand. Oh, I walked away. Oh, I'm on my cell phone. I'm walking away from that. Hello?
Front desk. Is this guy?
Oh, who was that before? I thought I was talking to the front desk. I was telling them that the toilet wasn't working. I took everything out. I took it out. And I don't have anywhere to put it now. And it was a whole thing. Is this the front desk now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I took everything out. I couldn't make it go down. We tried heating it up, and now it's warm. And it still won't go down. We took it back out. We dropped some of it, and I had to walk away. It smells real bad. It smells outside. It smells. We tried to heat it up, like with heat.
What's your room number?
I'm not in the room. Like where do you want me to be? Tell me what number you want me to go by. I'll go by that. I have some of it in the bag with me. The rest of it, I have just had to leave. I couldn't. I'm going to have to go back for a second, like a second extract, right, for a second time. I'm going to have to go back for a second time.
Now, if you're having a toilet issue, I can send my engineer
to
take care of
that.
Oh, God,
you're useless,
aren't
you?
Know what your room number is.
Do you have like a... You need to have an engineer to figure this out? Man, do you have someone that's not useless? Can I talk to them?
Oh, sorry, I need to know what your room number is so I can send my engineer to that room.
Okay, no, I don't need an engineer. I need somewhere to dump this shit. Like, why can't you help me? Are you on the fucking moon? What's happening?
Well, sir, what's your room number? That way I can send somebody to assist you.
Buzz, do I need to change radio frequencies? What's the matter with you? Just tell me where I dumped this stuff. We just need a little beep in the thing.
Let's see if I can get it sorted.
Lead Lodge Front Desk, this is Amy. Can I help you?
Hi, we got a situation with the toilet up here. We were using it. And it wouldn't go, it wouldn't flush, So we collected everything out of it. Where do we put this?
Okay, what room are you in?
The bathroom.
Which bathroom? Where?
The issues. Oh, it's here.
Are you in the lobby bathrooms or in the conference room?
Yes, yes, yes. Lobby bathroom. That's where. That's what I meant by here.
Okay, in the male, in the men's room?
Yeah, we were using it, and we had to collect it because it wouldn't go down. And now it's a giant mess in here. It's quite muddy in here, if you understand what I'm trying to lay down here. We've got a muddy situation on our hands.
All right, I will send my maintenance man in.
I have poo-poo on my hands.
Okay. Well, there's a sink right there. Wash your hands.
That also got covered. The toilet, it's fling, it put everywhere. We're covered in here.
All righty.
Not the ladies' room.
I understand.
The ladies' room.
Okay.
All right. I want you to know, because I called earlier and they never came. I guess they went to the ladies' room. Well, I'm a man. Well, I guess they thought I was a lady. Were you there? Was it you?
No. Are you sure the lobby restroom?
Yeah.
Are you in a guest room?
Yeah. You know, I came up here. Here, let me put the guy on the phone. He brought me up here. Here, take the phone.
All right, I will...
Hello.
Front desk, you're speaking with Quinn. How can I help you?
What's up?
Hello.
Now you go.
What's How can I help you?
Yeah, now you go.
Hello, Best Dressed West Union.
Hi. Hi, I'm here. I'm outside. And I'm looking in the window. Do you see me?
Why don't you come in?
Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
Dressed out in.
Hello?
Hi. Is it okay if I'm scared to come in there?
Are you scared to come here? Why?
Yeah. Is it okay if I'm scared? Or is it not okay?
Who are you?
My name?
Yes.
My name's Brian. Is that okay?
What do you want from us anyway, here at this property?
Oh, I want to give you money, but I'm scared.
Have a good night, sir.
What's the matter with you?
Thank you for calling the Kenver Hotel. My name is Dylan. How may I help you? Hello?
Hi, Dylan. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, hello. I'm doing all right. How may I help you?
I was wondering if you had any openings.
What night are you looking for?
Tonight.
I do have a couple rooms available for tonight. I have an artist queen for $199 or a luxury king for $249.
We need luxury. Let me put my brother on. He's the one that needs he has the money.
I'm sorry. Did you say you had a yacht queen?
I'm sorry?
You said yacht queen. You have a yacht queen suite?
Yes, for $199.
Yeah. Okay. Let me talk to my other brother.
Hi, listen, if you can get us a Yaz Queen suite tonight, I'll suck your fucking toenails clean.
All right. Well, hey, I have to actually transfer you over to reservations. It's going to sound like I'm hanging up, but...
for that.